Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Good evening and welcome to the live broadcast. Every Sunday night, we're here with you from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And had a great day today. We're going through one of these cycles here in Florida where it's just raining a lot. It's just that time of year, and we go through these periods of time where maybe a week or two, it's just kind of real rainy. It's great, though, because I love how green everything looks, and my lawn looks great, and I've got a banana tree in my front yard, and it's in year two, and I'm waiting for it to sprout bananas, and I have a new orange tree in my backyard that's going on a year. Haven't picked the first orange off there yet, so I'm loving the rain, but it also kind of ruins your plans a little bit. So we had planned today to go out on the sailboat, and just as we're about to leave, it's just pouring down rain. So I went on the internet and I looked at the weather map, and it looked like it'd be a small cell that would just kind of pass over Palm Coast here. And so we went to the boat anyway, and we went out, and it was great. We got there, there was no rain. It had just finished raining, and we were out for about an hour and a half on our sailboat. And just as we came back in, it started raining again. So God was looking out for us today. We were able to get in a nice boat ride with our two dogs, my wife and I, between the rain. So I don't claim to take much credit. I've been caught in the rain many times on my sailboat. And whenever I have my family with me, including my dogs, everybody goes down below in the cabin and they close everything up. And I put on my rain slicker and stay up top. Possibly with the threat of getting hit by lightning, but at a minimum getting soaked to the bone. But I always say, well, the captain goes down with the ship. And so that's kind of part of being the captain of a boat. You're the guy that gets to stay up top and get soaked with rain. But in any case, it was a lot of fun today. Well, in hour number two, we've got a fascinating guest. And this may be one of the strangest interviews that I will have ever done. The name of the book is The Demon of Brownsville Road. And the question I want to pose here is, do you believe in haunted houses? Do you believe a house could be possessed by a demon? Kind of an unusual question, right? In hour number two, we're going to talk with Bob Cranmer, and we're going to talk about his book, The Demon of Brownsville Road. And he's an evangelical Christian who is, I guess he's converted to Catholicism. We're going to talk to him about all of that and what happened in this house that he still lives in today, just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And you may have heard other interviews with Bob. If not, buckle up, because this is just really, really interesting. And here's a guy who, he's not some kind of a kook. I mean, this is a guy you kind of have to believe him. A former military man, then becomes a county councilman there in his county, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. A guy who's respected by his neighbors and his constituents. And then he comes out and says, oh, by the way, I'm living in a haunted house. And the story is just bizarre. So we're going to get into that in hour number two. And then next week, it'll be a lot of fun. In hour number two, we welcome our regular guest. He's with us usually three or maybe four times a year. His name is L.A. Marzulli. You know who he is. He is a Bible prophecy expert, but he has kind of a special niche. He knows a lot about UFOs in the Bible. He also is really an expert on the Nephilim and the giants of days of old. You know, you've heard about the story of David and Goliath, David fighting a giant. Well, who were the giants? L.A. Marzulli has a lot to say about the giants and what he believes is a cover-up. He's gone all over the world uncovering skeletons of people that have died, you know, decades ago. And in some cases, they're 12 feet tall, 15 feet tall. So we're going to talk about giants. We're going to talk about the Nephilim, the fallen angels. And then we're also going to be talking about the Bible and UFOs and how this all kind of comes together. That's on next week's broadcast in hour number two. Now, we don't normally, or we have not, since we've been on the air here with Genesis Communications now going on almost 1 year, we have not been taking live calls in the first hour. However, last week, without any mention of the phone number, had a couple of live callers. And so we took those calls. So I thought, hey, let's do that again. Let's open it up this week. And of course, I've got a whole list of things I want to get into here. I've got a lot to say about the Clintons. I've got some things to share with you about Jeb Bush. Some interesting ideas here related to Bitcoin. Some news on Brian Williams, kind of the defrocked NBC anchor. A lot of good stuff to get into in hour number one here. But if you want to interrupt the monologue with your comment or your topic or your question, the toll-free number is 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. And we are live nationwide on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. So a lot of times when folks are listening to us over at places like TalkStream Live, or even if you're listening to us on your local radio station, you might be convinced that, oh, this is a weekday talk show that's being rebroadcast. You get that a lot on the weekends, especially on a Sunday night, because only strange birds like Jim Paris want to come to a microphone and do a live radio show on a Sunday night. Not a lot of live, fresh radio on Sunday night, so it's good to be with you. I love to talk about the week we've just been through, but also to take a look at the week ahead. And of course, the website is christianmoney.com, christianmoney.com. And of course, we can't really even get into the show tonight without making note of what would really be today's, I would guess, today's top story worldwide, which is the earthquake that has taken place in Nepal. And according to news reports, more than 2,500 people were killed on Saturday in Nepal and neighboring countries, it says here. So, of course, Nepal is famous mostly for being the location of Mount Everest. But it's really sad what's happening there. It is one of the poorest countries in the world. They have, according to some reading I did on this today, they have the lowest per capita income, I think falling within the lowest 10 or 15 percentile in the world of income. So it's a very poor country, landlocked, somewhat isolated, and of course, some incredibly rough terrain, including Mount Everest. So say a prayer for the folks in Nepal. The latest news is at least 2,500 dead and thousands more stranded. And it appears that the world is coming together just today to try to put together some type of aid and rescue groups. There were Americans killed as well, I believe, in a group that was at the time on Mount Everest, which had at least one significant avalanche and possibly more with the various aftershocks. I cannot even imagine what it would be like to be on Mount Everest. I mean, this is one of the toughest mountain climbs, and people give up their lives every year to climb Mount Everest. Some people don't make it. There's so many ways to die up there, but imagine being on Mount Everest in the middle of an earthquake and then an avalanche hits. Wow. Wrong place, wrong time, right? All right, when we come back, it's all about the Clintons and their latest scandal. Stay tuned. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. If you're a new listener, the website is christianmoney.com. The blog is blog.christianmoney.com. My guest in hour number two, each week we do have a guest hour and sort of an open rant monologue hour, news and comment, hour number one, which is where we're at right now. But my guest in hour number two is going to be the author of the book, The Demon of Brownsville Road. If you have ever wondered, is there really such a thing as a haunted house? Don't miss this interview. And of course, I'm a Christian, and the author of this book is also a Christian. So this is not kind of one of these kinds of shows where people are coming up with ghost stories every week because that's the theme of their program. Not here, but that will be the theme in hour number two tonight. All right, before we get into the Clintons, and I want to spend some time really talking about this tonight. Have you ever considered writing a book? It's interesting. I read an article this week that 81% of Americans have said that they'd like to write a book. And it sounds great, doesn't it? You know, write a book, have your name on a book, have something you've written, a book for sale on Amazon. We think of people who are published authors as kind of special people. You think of people like Ernest Hemingway kind of sitting there, you know, typing away, writing from his home in Key West, Florida. Maybe you don't aspire to be someone like that, but maybe you've got a book in you, something you want to write, something you want to share. Maybe it's your life story or some knowledge you've gained, or maybe something from your professional career that you want to share. It's a lot of fun to put a book together, and you can make some really great money from doing it. Now, I've written more than 30 books, and in recent years, I've made the transition from being a traditionally published author, going through the publishing houses and so forth, to now being more of a self-published guy and focusing a lot on publishing shorter books that are then sold on Amazon as Kindle books. And there's a lot of money to be made. Now, I want to just mention to you that we do have a course that you can grab on how all this works. In fact, you'll get more than 20 videos. One of the videos I'm super proud of, and it's fairly new. We did it about a month or two ago. It's how to write and publish your first ebook within 2 weeks or less. And it tells you the whole deal, how to do it, how to get organized, how to write your first ebook and get it published within 2 weeks or less. So if you're looking for an additional source of income because you get paid monthly, or you just want a venue, somewhere to share your story because you're passionate about something you want to share, this is your opportunity to take advantage of some really great training on this. And we do have a special $50 discount that I believe we're going to honor through Monday night. So if you're listening live, you've got about 24 hours to grab this, and you can get more information, more details on it over at my blog, blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com, or go directly to our ebook publishing course website, which is makemoneywithanebook.us, not .com, but .us, makemoneywithanebook.us. All right, before we talk about the Clintons here, I want to talk about John Boehner, because, and this ties into the Clintons, but Boehner this week said, you know, look, the Clintons are basically, they're basically good people, it was his quote. And at least the far right wing, the real super conservative media, which I would put myself in that group, just went ape over that comment. And you got to scratch your head and say, what's going on with John Boehner? I mean, here he is, Speaker of the House. This is just on the heels of Hillary with a disappearing email server. And then all of this avalanche, speaking of avalanches, avalanche of scandal that came out here just this past week with the Clintons' charity and the diversion of funds and all the stuff going on with that, which I want to talk about tonight. But that somebody like John Boehner, a conservative, I'm going to put that in quotes, air quotes, air quotes there, conservative, because who knows about this guy, says, well, you know, the Clintons are basically good people. I mean, all the way back to the Monica Lewinsky thing, and people say, oh, you know, it's just sex and a sexual thing. Look, I look at that as exploitation. You know, Bill Clinton, a man in the position he was in, a man of his age, having sex with an intern in his office. I think that was morally wrong, not only because he was married, not only because of the setting and the circumstances, but because of, you know, just his power position versus an intern. But this is apparently, you know, business as usual with Clinton and with the Clintons. And we did a show with Don Jeffries. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks back. And you'll find that, you know, in our iTunes archive, over at SoundCloud, over at Stitcher, on our YouTube channel. The Clintons have had these scandals for years and for years and for years. But just the idea that Boehner would come out and say, well, you know, these are really good people. But, you know, maybe they've made some mistakes here, but these are really basically, you know, they're really basically good people. What this tells us is that the people in Washington, D.C., they really don't truly represent us. And if you think they do, you're living in a delusion. These are the folks that it's almost like that fake wrestling you watch on TV. From what I understand, and I've seen it firsthand when I visited Washington, D.C., and I like to stay away from that place because I just get a horrible feeling when I'm in Washington, D.C., similar to the horrible feeling I get whenever I'm in San Francisco, kind of a dark spiritual type of a feeling that comes over me when I'm in either of those two cities. But these are people who they feign that they're opponents. Okay, this is like the fake wrestling you see on TV. They all go out for a beer afterwards, that sort of thing. This idea that the Clintons are basically good people is really outrageous. The idea that, and then I'm watching an interview with John Boehner this weekend, and it was almost like the interviewer was trying to get a murder conviction. They had to ask him the same question a half dozen ways about, you know, will you subpoena Hillary Clinton to testify about the email server? Will you subpoena the email server? And he's like, well, you know, if it comes to that and we're in a situation where we have no other, you know, real choices or options, you know, we might, I mean, please, what is going on here? I said to my wife, I said, look, there's something we don't know, or maybe we do know and we just don't want to face it, that maybe all of these people have dirt on each other. I mean, is that really the case, that if John Boehner comes out and really says what he thinks about the Clintons, or really does go after Hillary for the email server, or even says that he's going to, that all of a sudden, you know, some kind of a tape is going to come out with him in a compromising position, or somebody's got some secret or dirt on him or some scandal they're going to expose about him? You wonder, why are these people, you know, take the gloves off for Pete's sake and stand up and say what you mean and mean what you say. All right, let's get into the Clinton scandal after this break. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors, rejected by the big publishing companies in New York, are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the ultimate enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I got a couple of messages during the break. And my producer, one of my producers here, Faith, who has been doing a great job of guest booking, has corrected me. We have a little bit of a confusion here on who the upcoming guests are. So here's the deal. Next Sunday night, May the 3rd, our guest is David Dusek. And David is the author of a book targeted to Christian men. It's called Rough Cut Men. And David is a great guy. Met him about 3 months ago. And looking forward to having him on the broadcast and letting him share his personal testimony and what he has to share in this book. And then L.A. Marzulli is on May 10th. So that's in 2 weeks. So I stand corrected. L.A. is not with us next week. He's with us in 2 weeks. And then it gets really weird because in 3 weeks, my guest is Rob Shelsky. And Rob is a fascinating guy who believes that the moon is hollow. And I would write the guy off as a kook, except he's got some just really interesting facts to back up his argument. I'm not suggesting I'm convinced that the moon is hollow, but the guy is just really fascinating to listen to, and he's written a number of books, and I think he's going to be entertaining to have on. And who knows, by the end of the broadcast, I might be convinced that the moon, in fact, is hollow. I'm not sure that that will happen, but I will keep an open mind. That is in 3 weeks. Rob Shelsky is with us as the guest in 3 weeks. All right, so here we go to the New York Post. And by the way, we are live, folks, tonight. On Sunday nights, we are live. So if you're listening between 9 and 11 p.m. on a Sunday night, you are listening live. And the New York Post, this one line in this article about the Clintons, and the headline here is Charity Watchdog, Clinton Foundation, a Slush Fund. That's the headline. And then the one line out of this that just made my jaw hit the floor. The Clinton family's mega charity took in more than $140 million in grants and pledges in 2013, but spent just $9 million on direct aid. Let me say that again. The Clinton family's mega charity took in more than $140 million in grants and pledges in 2013, but spent just $9 million on direct aid. Do we need to say any more? Do we need to go any further? I mean, please. I'm somebody who is, you know, very much someone that scrutinizes charities. And I don't think it's just the Clintons. I think that the world, the nonprofit world, is more and more becoming a giant scam, which is why I like to give my money locally. I like to give money to my church and to people locally in need. There was a kid here in the neighborhood riding a bicycle that had no pedals and no brakes, and I went up to the store and bought him a new bike. I'm not saying that for anybody to pat me on the back, but just to say, you know what? I'd rather do that than to give my money to the Clintons or any of these other big charities. $140 million comes in, and less. It says just $9 million of that goes in direct aid. And, you know, I think the whole situation with the Clintons, there's a few things here I want to get into. Let me first start with something. I think I'm going to proffer a conspiracy tonight. Have you heard anything from Joe Biden lately? Isn't he almost kind of suspiciously quiet? Maybe I missed one of his famous gaffes that was in the news recently. But I don't know. He seems to be pretty quiet, right? Especially for somebody who the rumors are that he's considering running for the presidency in 2016. Yeah, he's a little bit old and it doesn't have a lot of credibility, but who knows? At least that's been the story, that he's considering running. But he's all of a sudden super quiet. Now Hillary is announced. Hillary does her one-week tour where she rides in a van, makes us all think she's just an average person riding in a van, drinking a big gulp, riding across country in her van, and then she flies back home. I'm wondering something here, and I'm just going to muse out loud about this. Is it possible, because what I have been reading is that a lot of these shenanigans that took place that are now part of this book that's coming out on May 5th, this book titled Clinton Cash, a lot of these shenanigans took place under the nose of President Obama. And apparently, the Clintons had agreements with Obama that they would sort of disclose and let the White House vet potential conflicts of interest. And I don't have all the details on that, but there was some sort of a working agreement there. To make a long story short, what if President Obama / Joe Biden / kind of the Democrats that don't like the Clintons, and I think there's a lot of them, a lot of liberals, a lot of Democrats that don't like the Clintons. What if this is kind of a Brutus and Caesar moment? What if they just continued to give the Clintons the rope that they would then hang themselves with? What if they, Obama, Biden, those folks that would fall into that category, what if they have been kind of sitting back quietly, kind of grinning, watching all of this happen over the last few years, waiting for the opportunity for it to all come out? I mean, you know Barack Obama, he's a narcissist. He's not going to let what Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton did here, enriching themselves, raising millions of dollars under the umbrella of a foundation, he's not going to let that tarnish his already heavily tarnished legacy, if he even has one. So I think the Clintons have been thrown to the wolves. That's my theory. I think the Clintons have been set up and been thrown to the wolves. And I think that there could be a lot bigger liberals behind all of this information coming out than this being a conservative right-wing conspiracy. This could very well, very likely be a vast left-wing conspiracy. Okay, throw that out. Now, I want to talk about the issue of ethics, because this is something we don't talk about a lot. And what I'm seeing more and more around me, not just by the way that people drive, but the way that people handle their finances, the way that people approach government aid, I'm seeing more and more people operating in immoral and unethical ways and finding just different means of justifying or rationalizing that. I'll give you an example. I have a family member that a few years ago, they have a handicapped sticker on their vehicle, but for a few years, they actually had a little handicapped hanger that would hang on their rear view mirror. It was licensed through the state and so forth. Well, they would regularly make the comment. They'd hear somebody's going to Disney or somebody's, you know, going to be going somewhere where parking is at a premium. Hey, go ahead, take my handicap pass, because then you can park in the handicap parking. And I had a relative that just regularly did that. It was almost like they had a club membership. Go ahead, take my club card. You can go ahead and get premium parking. And they actually loaned out their handicapped privileges or handicapped parking privileges to different friends, family members, people they knew. They even offered it to me. And I said, what? I'm not parking in handicapped. Well, you can do that if you have this. You know, if we give you this, you can just hang this on your rearview mirror. No, I'm not doing that, because that is wrong. We're seeing more and more blurring of the lines. In fact, I heard a story just recently among my circle of acquaintances of a guy who's working for cash, and he's also getting food stamps, claiming to be unemployed, also getting unemployment. But the government's not going to know, so it's okay, right? Because he's getting paid in cash, so he can still claim he's unemployed. Wrong. All right, when we come back from this break, what's happening with Greece? Are they going broke or not? We'll tell you. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124, or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back and we're talking about the Clintons and their scandal. And I think it's so much more than the Clintons. You know, when we look at any significant politician, once they go to Washington, everything they promise to do pretty much is set aside. They become compromisers. They become backslappers. They're out having drinks with the other party after the end of the day. And then they all go on to some kind of personal enrichment. The Clintons, I think, made the mistake of maybe taking it a bit too far. And that's the understatement of this week's show. But isn't it true? I mean, don't they all feather their own nest? I mean, even if they're just a one-term congressman or senator, all of a sudden they're a lobbyist. They're involved with a number of corporate boards. They're basically selling their influence. And that's what the Clintons are accused of doing, is selling their influence. In my view, it looks like they clearly have done that. I think the problem here for the Clintons is that while Bill was a former president, and there might have been quite a very long leash that he could have run on as a former president, the notion of him being able to do that with his wife sitting as the current Secretary of State, I think that's where this all runs into trouble. Let me check with the studios. Patrick, are we still on the air? Are you there? Okay, all right, very good. The reason I ask is my computer just froze up, and this hasn't ever happened since I've been broadcasting. Just want to make sure this hasn't affected our connection here. So the nuance here is that with Hillary sitting in the position of Secretary of State, everything is different, right? And then when you add to it this whole missing email server, you know, the missing email server in and of itself was scandalous. It was wrong. I think they could have gotten away with that. They probably would have gotten away with that if that was it. But now there's so much more. You know, the idea that, hey, I checked all of the emails and I made sure that I forwarded those to the State Department that were regarding State Department business. And then I, this is Hillary Clinton speaking, then I basically deleted the rest of them. And who knows where the server is. This is bizarre to me. And now, you know, what's the one thing that people would want now with this whole Clinton Foundation scandal is that server. I mean, so this goes beyond what Richard Nixon was willing to do. Richard Nixon, his inside advisor, said, hey, Tricky Dick, erase all the tapes. And even Richard Nixon wasn't audacious enough to do that, to do what the Clintons have done. Wow. Now, here's what's interesting, though. And as I said, hey, they all do it, right? But you know what? Because they all do it, that doesn't make me feel any better about it. It doesn't make me want to give a pass to the Clintons. But let's talk about the Bush family. According to news reports, Peter Schweizer, the author of the blockbuster book that'll come out on May the 5th, that all of this Clinton stuff is all being revealed in, Schweizer is going to release a book about Jeb Bush that is supposed to be equally as scathing, if that's possible. And the Jeb Bush book will be coming out this summer. And so we'll see what's going on with the Bush family. And of course, you know, they are worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, the presidential speaking fees and all of this nonsense. I don't know. I mean, I honestly, somebody asked this question this week. Who would pay either Bill or Hillary Clinton? Who would be willing to pay them a six-figure amount to hear them speak for an hour? I mean, what could they possibly have to say that would be so interesting and compelling that you would be willing to pay six figures, $100,000, $500,000? What could they possibly have? Are they really that good of speakers? I mean, is Hillary Clinton really like Tony Robbins? Like when she gets out there, is she like this big-time motivational speaker or Bill Clinton? I mean, clearly this is a way to give money to someone who has influence, is by hiring them as a speaker. And there may be nothing illegal about any of this. And that's the thing that people are going to have to come to grips with. There may, in the end, be nothing illegal about this. It may just be completely unethical, immoral, and just not right, but it may be legal. And that just tells us we need to change the laws. But, you know, my view is, look, even if no laws were broken, the fact that you can't trust Hillary Clinton to run this nonprofit foundation. And by the way, another thing you should Google is Google Clinton scandal and then the word cell phone. You know all those junk fees that you pay when you pay your cell phone bill? There are some fees in everyone's cell phone bill that are supposed to be used to help lower income folks who can't afford a cell phone. I don't have all the details in front of me, but there's a news story out this week, again, as all part of this Peter Schweizer book, that the Clintons somehow got in that river of money with their foundation. So every time you pay your cell phone bill, you're actually sending money to the Clintons as well. I mean, is there no end to it? I have to tell you that this Peter Schweizer, whoever his publicity people are, they're geniuses. But it's almost like I want to scream, enough already. I want the whole book. I don't want to just get one little nugget every day until May the 5th. I want the whole book now. But this is a great way for them to keep this in the news for a good couple of weeks. And we know the Clintons. They will be undeterred. Their position will be, these are all lies. There's no proof. And we're not going to do anything about this. We're not even going to dignify it with a response. And at the same time, apparently they're refiling tax returns for the foundation going back 5 years and on and on and on. Well, it looks like the country of Greece, nothing new or I should say nothing positive has developed this week. It looks like everything is still on track for Greece to go bankrupt. And that could happen within the next week or so. Greece is right now struggling to scrape together whatever dollars they can. Apparently this week, all local municipalities in Greece were forced by order of the government to remit all of their cash to the central government. Unbelievable. Yep. All the cities, all the municipalities, turn over all of your cash to the central government by order of law. So Greece is... And apparently there's no deal close here, and nobody knows what's going to happen. We are in, as the analysts say, uncharted territory. And Brian Williams, I guess, put a fork in him. According to news reports, Brian Williams is not coming back to NBC News. The six-month suspension he was given for exaggerating his exploits, well, embedded in Iraq, he was given a six-month suspension. Apparently, it may be a lifetime suspension because news reports are swirling that Brian Williams' people are in negotiations with NBC to get rid of him, and they're talking about a golden parachute of $20 to $30 million. And you know what? That ain't bad. These people live in a different world than me. I have never had a position, a professional position, where I could screw up royally and end up getting fired from that job and walk away with $20 to $30 million. I mean, I'll do that every day. I mean, where do I go sign up for that? I mean, these people live in a different world. And of course, Brian Williams has made tens of millions and tens of millions of dollars over his career. And apparently his remaining contract and so forth that he is under, there will be some kind of a negotiation. And again, it's really fascinating when you read the news story about this, because they're saying, well, you know, there's a lot more that the NBC people could release about Brian Williams, a lot more things he's exaggerated, a lot more lies he's told. But then the other side of the news story is, yeah, but Brian Williams, he has dirt on NBC that he could spill the beans on. I mean, what world do these people live in? You know, I live a pretty simple life. I don't know that there are any people that have much dirt on me. I mean, maybe my wife could spill the dirt that sometimes I let my laundry pile up and I'm panicking because I don't have any clean clothes. Sometimes I launder my clothes and leave them in the laundry room in a basket for a week and don't ever put them away. That's about it. That's about it. So it's out there. You can't use that now to blackmail me. And if you want to fire me, I'll come by and pick up my $20 million check later today. All right, when we come back, the Demon of Brownsville Road. Don't miss it. Stay tuned.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions, and one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-Stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.